Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 6 with verses 19 through 21. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. We tend to think that the treasures we store up on our own property are used to operate that estate and or make living less tumultuous, keeping them around. Look around your place and tell me you don't see excess sitting piled up with a layer of dust dripping from its sides. Our life is full of treasures if we make it so, or it can be full of prayers if we make it so. Once we learn to live with less, then we begin finding him even the more in locations we once thought wasn't appropriate to mention, but learn that God is in every single place we visit, more so than you could ever imagine. Your grocery store is a good place to start. I'm always reminded that the Lord tells us, if we only call on our friends, what type of love is that? It is the love that we call on in every instance to everyone around us. I've been purposely calling people's eyes to mine as they come in my area where I am shopping or whatever it might be, and I simply say, good morning, God bless you, or Merry Christmas, or Happy New Year. Whatever the time of the season may be, Jesus is the reason for that season, so imply his name. I like to say, you can't imagine faithfully the feelings of every soul we see. Some witness joy in tradition, while others witness pain of God's history. You can't imagine where Christ's grace may be, in the grain of resistance, in the veins of faith, blind to the witness of Christ's sacramental taste. You can't imagine the beauty unless one truly believes that Jesus Christ makes a difference to all humanity, for he is risen. He is risen indeed. We can receive this daily treasure of Christ Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, truly present in the blessed sacrament of his host, the Eucharist, every single day. Jesus will then enlighten you to be one with him in all things, calling on his name to know forgiveness of sins and live in his love, his faith, and his hope of redemption, forever bonded to his peace. This is the treasure that we should be seeking, storing up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our sister-in-law, Carmen. She had a stroke recently as we continue to lift her up in her healing process. She's the grandmother of Brittany, who we speak of healing prayers for daily who overcame brain cancer by the power of prayer. I do believe. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother in the name of Louis. He's our transitional prisoner, and we continue to call on the name of Holy Mother of God to lift him up. We pray daily for our neighbor Thelma. We pray for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Lord, lift them into your reality of being a family of Christ. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 6. Our practice is in verses 19 through 21. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Heaven Treasures Store Less. You Forgot. Earth treasures store not, destroyed by decay and moth's rot, stolen by thieves' entangled spot. Heaven treasures store, lest you forgot. Destruction by decay not, stolen not, broken into spot. Treasure there where nothing is forgot. Heart yours there, never to rot. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 1st, 2023. Happy New Year. We're recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're up with the angels on our New Year, continuing to praise the Lord in all things as we look to share Him in every single aspect of our lives. We pray that we can share this with you and how easy it is to accomplish living with less, but storing up treasures for heaven the more. It's about your practice, your prayer, and your proclamation of living Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have a happy new year as we get ready to attend our first morning mass this morning at 8 a.m. And we call on our intentions today as we offer our mass intentions today for the intentions of TNT, those things that are needed by the Lord the most. We close today at 8:11 in the name of Jesus, calling on our good friend John and Marie as we do each day. God bless you and Happy New Year. Closing with the name of Jesus, as Johnny Malby says, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.